Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Governor Shapiro and lawmakers from both parties met in Harrisburg yesterday, but there's still no transit funding deal. So advocates were out this morning talking to riders at 30th Street Station, warning them that Amtrak's Keystone Line could also be at risk if SEPTA doesn't get the money it needs. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from 30th Street.
Volunteers with Transit Forward Philly spent the morning rush here at 30th Street urging commuters to call their legislators about getting a mass transit funding deal done. They say if SEPTA doesn't have proper funding, that it would struggle to pay Amtrak the $71 million a year for using their tracks. And their concern, then, is that Amtrak's Keystone Line, which connects Philly, Harrisburg, and New York, could also be in the chopping block. One of the volunteers, Morgan Algrove Hodges, knows how important this line is.
It's a lot of folks that this is their only way to get to Harrisburg. I rode this line for 2 years, commuting to Harrisburg twice a week. It's a two-hour train ride. It's also a two-hour drive. That two-hour drive is not an option for me.
That's because she doesn't have a car, and neither does fellow transit advocate Stephen Bronskill, who says everyone feels cuts to transit.
Even if you are somebody, you know, listening to this in your car right now, SEPTA riders having to take rideshare, having to drive a car, find other transportation is impacting your commute too. Seeing that, you know, depending on where you live, it might add up to 20 minutes to your commute.
At 30th Street Station, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Eagles fans are buzzing ahead of Thursday's season opener at the Link against the Dallas Cowboys, but the team says transportation constraints mean people not going to the game shouldn't tailgate, but some fans say they won't be dissuaded. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has more.
Brandon Graham stopped by Conshohocken on an Eagles bus with the Lombardi Trophy to stoke the already fiery passions of Birds fans ahead of a title defense. But this year, getting to and from the game is more difficult because of limited SEPTA service. For Thursday's opener, the Eagles are opening the lots at 1:30, and they advise carpooling if possible and allowing for more travel time than usual. They're also asking non-ticket holders to refrain from tailgating. Sean Redman has a tailgate group, the Link Lot Legends, and says it's a necessary part of game day.
Even if you're not going into the game, we still need that energy outside the stadium. Not everybody can afford a ticket, but you want that experience as a kid, even as an adult.
Dan and Cassidy DePiro plan to tailgate some games this year regardless.
Yeah, I don't know how they'll enforce that whatsoever.
Well, especially Eagles fans.
That takes away from the culture, honestly, of the Birds. The tailgates is the culture. Like, you're not going to tell Bills Mafia don't show up, are you?
While a lack of congressional transit funding may make game day more difficult, it's clear Eagles fans can't wait to watch a Super Bowl banner unfurl with the Cowboys in town. In Conshohocken, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's not just a police station. The city has broken ground on a new building in North Philadelphia that will also be a safe place for kids after school. KYW's Sunny Morgan has the story.
21st and Diamond Streets will soon be home to a $40 million public safety building, home to a new space for officers in the 22nd Police District. The building will also house a police athletic league center. Mayor Sherelle Parker says this new community hub will help young people feel empowered.
I'm talking about classrooms so they can come and do their homework, for games. I'm talking about a gym. I'm talking about a space for community meetings and programs. And all of this goes into that commitment.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel spoke about his days as a PAL kid and how the program impacted many.
I can't tell you how excited I am to have these men and women to come into a facility that honors them, makes them feel valued, make them feel a part of something, but most importantly, being here with you in the community.
The building will feature public parking, green space, and a city fuel station. In North Philly, Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
She takes everyday objects and transforms them into art that she says is about healing trauma. Now the world-renowned sculptor's work is on display at Rowan University. KYW Sherrod A. Howard has the story.
I call this human technology.
Vanessa German, a self-taught artist and Pittsburgh native, has worked in over 20 museums across the country, but she's best known for her monument to Marian Anderson in the 2023 exhibition on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Now German's debuting her solo exhibition at Rowan University, titled Breathe from the Diaphragm, Their Eyes and Your Lungs. German hopes the show will be a thoroughly healing experience created through the use of a wide range of materials, glass, crystals, and beads, all making connections.
It is made to communicate through the spirit, through the heart, through spaces of memory.
The show opens now through November 1st at Rowan University's Art Gallery and Museum. Charity Howard, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.